Uvayom Hashmini Yimo Besara Lasso. And the Torah tells us on the eighth day one does a bris milah, and the Gemara in Shabbos makes the drasha. It could say Uvashmini. Why Uvayom Hashmini? Who teach Uvayom Afil B'Shabbos? That we do a bris milah 7 days a week, 354 days a year, 383, 365, whichever calendar you want. We always do a milah bizmana on Shabbos. However, the Gemara in Shabbos, Kuf Lamed Hei, notes an exception to the rule. Then when do we say we do a milah on Shabbos on day 8? That's only if it's a natural baby. As the Pasuk says, Imo Tamea Leda. But a C-section baby, which biblically speaking, I'd say you don't have the dins of Tuma Nida. Therefore, it would not apply. So the Gemara has a discussion there, because a C-section baby, it's a debate whether it's day 1 or day 8. So since it's a Sveika Dedina, so what we usually do it is on day 8. Because if it's day 1, day 8 works, but if it's day 8, you only do it day 1, it wouldn't be good. So therefore, we wait to day 8. However, on Shabbos, we can't do it day 8, because maybe it's day 1. So it's a Suffolk Milah Bismana. A Suffolk Milah Bismana, we don't do it. It's like a Ben Hashmashes baby, a baby born twilight, Friday night, after sunset, before nightfall. So as well, we don't do so. Avada Milo Bismana we do on Shabbos. The Suffolk Milo Bismana we do not do. So that, and Gemara is clear cut about a C-section baby. However, the Gemara in Kagiga, Tezayin Amdawas, has a very interesting case where a woman became pregnant, what they call bathhouse impregnation. She became pregnant in the bathhouse insemination, that she had became, a man used it beforehand, she became pregnant without having relations, is the way the Gemara records the case. So my words have to do with anything. So on this Gemara, Rabbeinu Chananel comments, this is a maisenes, it's a miraculous act. And since it's a maisenes, it's not considered a normal leda. The woman does not become tamei leda. So because it says in the Torah, it says ki isha ki sazria v'yolda. When a woman conceives and gives birth, so according to Reino Hanano, we may not circumcise the child conceived by bathhouse insemination on Shabbos. So according to Reino Hanano, it's not considered a leda, and therefore, as Rabbi Hanano has a big chumrah, that one cannot do a bathhouse insemination. Not that that comes up too often. The issue is, bizman hazeh, we have in vitro, we have artificial insemination. So what about that? Could that be done on Shabbos? That's a lot more often. So Rav Shlomo Zalman in the Mincha Shlomo, he gives Yesh Lachkor two possibilities. What does Rabbeinu Chananel say? It's not considered a Leda. Is it because the conception happened Derech Nes? That's considered miraculous. Is that why? And that's why she doesn't become Tummy. Or no, it's not the normal way. It's unconventional. It's not the direct. It's not the normal. Most people, when you get pregnant, you have relations. So is it because it's so? Major nafkamina is artificial insemination in vitro. It's not maisenes. Science explains it, but still, it's not the most. It's not the conventional way. Most people still get pregnant through the normal means. So the shaila is. So Rosham Zaman points out, according to the second interpretation, that it's not the normal derech, so maybe it's not considered a leda. And therefore, he thinks one should not perform the bris on Shabbos for someone. And that is the opinion of Rav J. David Bleich, Rav Herschel Schachter, Rav Mordechai Willig, the Rav Machmer. They think that one should not do a bris on Shabbos. Again, whether they go so far as to say, if you did the bris, would you have to go back again? That's more of a chiddush. I don't know if they go that far. However, others point out, and therefore they say you don't have to tell anyone it's none of their business. You could tell a white lie. You could tell them it's jaundice, whatever. You don't have to tell them why you're waiting. Of course, the mole has to know and all that. However, Abaji Yosef, he says that one can perform the Brisbane job, and I believe that's also the opinion of Rav David Feinstein, I think I heard in his name, and as well Rav Asher Weiss. Originally, I only heard all the anti, which it's a big chiddush. Number one is the Pshat in Rabbeinu Hanano, and also it's always when Rabbeinu Hanano is the only one to discuss it. Does that mean everyone else agrees or disagrees? So I think Rav Asher Weiss also says one could have it. I think Rav David Cohen might be machmir on the topic. So therefore, bizman hazev, it's in vitro artificial insemination. Speak to your local posek to determine whether one can do a bris on Shabbos from a baby that's in vitro or artificial insemination.